Weekly Ignacio Chieftain, January 19, 1917. Funeral of Colonel Cody. Conducted at Elk's home in Denver on Sunday. Body viewed by thousands in rotunda of Capitol building and services attended by prominent people from many states. Western Newspaper Union News Service. Denver. The largest number that ever attended a funeral in Denver paid their last tribute of respect to Colonel William F. Cody, Buffalo Bill, on Sunday. The body was placed in the rotunda of the State Capitol building at 10 o'clock, where it was viewed by more than 10,000 people. And at 1 o'clock, when the body was escorted to the Elks building, it seemed as though as many more were in line. The remains were followed from the Capitol to the Elks building by thousands, including members of the Pioneer Society, U.S. soldiers, the GAR, WRC, Elks, Masons, Cowboy Rangers, governors and members of the legislatures from Colorado, Wyoming, and Nebraska, and the streets were lined with people unable to get into the Capitol or Elks Hall. The Elks had charge of the funeral, and their service, as well as that of the Episcopal Church, was read, and eloquent tributes were paid the noted scout, hunter, and actor by Honorable John W. Springer, A.U. Mayfield, Supreme Boss of the National Order of the Cowboy Rangers, and by members of the GAR and WRC in rendering their funeral service. When the news of Colonel Cody's death on the 10th were flashed over the country, one of the first messages received was from the White House, which read, "May I not express my sincere sympathy with you in the death of Colonel Cody? Woodrow Wilson." The town of Cody, Wyoming, went into mourning for the man whose name it honored. Business in the town was suspended, and a telegram was sent to Mrs. Decker by W.S. Owens, the mayor, in behalf of the citizens. His remains will be placed in a vault until Decoration Day, when they will be moved to their last resting place on Mount Lookout. Colonel William F. Cody was born in Scott County, Iowa, February 26, 1846. He was of Spanish, English, and Irish ancestry. His father was killed in an encounter growing out of a slave dispute, and at the age of 10, young Cody found himself at the head of the family. He obtained his first employment as a courier between freight wagon trains operating between the Mississippi River and the Rocky Mountains. In turn, he became wagon master, trapper, hunter, Pony Express rider, and stagecoach driver. All the positions gave him a wide experience in the life which later was to make him famous. He served in the Union Army in the War Between the States as a confidant and scout. In the desultory fighting in the Southwest near the end of the war, he earned for himself the name of Master Scout and Guide. These qualifications soon brought him to the attention of ranking generals of the Union Army and secured for him the appointment as Chief of Scouts in the United States Army during the numerous Indian campaigns against the Northern Sioux. His career in this capacity identified him with the great fighting epoch between the Indians and the white men waged by General Sheridan. With the advance of civilization farther west, Colonel Cody found his occupation on the plains fast decreasing. He then went on the stage, where he remained for several years, playing in dramas depicting Western life. Later, in association with Nate Salisbury, he organized his Wild West show, with which he toured the United States and Europe for many years. In Europe, he was entertained by royalty. He entered politics on a small plane and in 1872 was elected to the Nebraska legislature. In 1866, he was married to Miss Louisa Frederick.